KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, in local high school sports over the weekend, Harlan hosting its Cyclone Track Invitational, and Harlan won the team title with 128 points. Abraham Lincoln, the runner-up with 93. Carroll with 83 was third. ADM and Fremont Mills round out the top five teams with Denison, Thomas Jefferson, Bedford, Underwood, and Audubon the rest of the field. Also at the Sioux City Relays over the weekend, Griswold runner Rebecca Topham had a pretty solid weekend. Topham won a couple of events. She took the title in the 800 meters. Her time was 2 minutes 23.08 seconds. Her teammate Jordan Sint placed third in that event. Also, Topham won the 1,500 meters. She had a time of 4 minutes 57.84 seconds in capturing that championship as well. In golf, an Australian ruled at Augusta. Adam Scott holed a 12-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole to beat Angel Cabrera and win the Masters yesterday. Scott and Cabrera birdied the final hole of regulation and parred the first sudden death hole. Cabrera almost pulled out his third major title, but his birdie try on the first extra hole just missed the cup. Scott claimed his first major victory and made up for his performance at the end of last year's British Open, where he bogeyed the last four holes to lose by a stroke to Ernie Els. Scott closed with a 3-under par 69 for a 9-under par total and becoming the first Australian to win that event. Cabrera fired a 2-under par 70 to turn the Masters into a sudden-death affair for the third time in 4 years. Jason Day had the lead until he bogeyed the 16th and 17th holes. He finished 2 strokes out of the playoff at minus 7, 2 shots better than Tiger Woods and Mark Leishman. Third-round co-leader Brant Snedeker and Torbjørn Olesen tied for 6th at 4-under par. Defending champion Bubba Watson finished the tournament at 7 over 17 shots worse than his title run last year. Watson's final round of 77 included a 10 on the 12th hole. Also, 14-year-old Guan Tianlong wrapped up a memorable first Masters by shooting a 3-over par 75 in his final round for a 12-over par total. He received a Silver Cup as the low amateur after becoming the youngest player to make the cut at a major in the PGA Tour era. A crowd of better than 8,000 people on hand Sunday afternoon to watch the Iowa football team conduct a spring practice at Valley Stadium in West Des Moines. Coach Kirk Ferentz put his team through a more than two-hour workout.
First of all, I just want to thank, first and foremost, the people at Valley. They've all been tremendous. Just really appreciate their hospitality, and they couldn't have been more helpful. And I also want to thank the fans for coming out today. It was the weather forecast wasn't good, but I think we, for the most part, dodged the worst stuff. So. It was just nice to have a little change of pace.
Well, Ferentz says it was a good practice for his team in what has been a pretty productive spring.
You know, they're working hard. They've been working hard since the end of the season. Their attitude's been really good. And I think we're doing a lot of good things individually. And we're doing some good things in some of the group periods. And we get the team, you know, it's not there yet. And that's usually how it goes, I guess. So kind of keep reminding myself on that one. But we're not there yet, but the guys are working hard and they're really trying to improve.
Well, it was a special day for senior guard Connor Buffelli, who is a product of Valley High School.
It's definitely nice to come back home. This is a place where I have a lot of great memories, and it was nice to come back with my current teammates and kind of share that with them. So definitely a good overall experience.
Junior Cody Sokol is part of a three-man battle at quarterback with Jake Rudock and C.J. Bethard.
I think it was good. It was a good step. We still have 6 more practices to go, though. So, like, I mean, we've been making good strides, you know, install a little bit of tempo during the spring, and I think we, you know, handled it really well. But, you know, we still got 6 more practices to get better and keep improving.
Left tackle Brandon Sheriff of Denison says it was a good experience to take a practice on the road.
I mean, it feels good, you know, giving back to the people that, in like the other half of the state that, you know, it's a little closer for them. But, yeah, I mean, it was a great crowd, and, I mean, it was a great environment, yeah.
Iowa closes their spring practice with a scrimmage on April the 27th. In baseball, Jonathan Lucroy hit a home run in the 10th inning, and the Milwaukee Brewers rallied past the St. Louis Cardinals 4-3 on Sunday, avoiding a sweep at Busch Stadium. The Brewers trailed 3-0 when Ryan Braun hit a two-run homer off reliever Trevor Rosenthal with nobody out in the 8th inning. Braun's second home run of the season snapped a 39-inning shutout streak for St. Louis pitchers. It also broke a club-record 32-inning scoreless string for the Brewers, who had not scored since the second inning Tuesday against the Cubs. Milwaukee tied it in the 9th on a leadoff single by Carlos Gomez and an RBI double by Yunesky Betancourt off of Mitchell Boggs. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Philadelphia beat Miami 2-1. It was Atlanta over Washington 9-0. Pittsburgh 10-7 over Cincinnati. San Francisco in 10 innings, a 10-7 winner over Chicago. Colorado beat San Diego 2-1 and Arizona over the LA Dodgers 1-0. Alex Gordon drove home Chris Getz with a single in the 9th inning as the Kansas City Royals beat the Toronto Blue Jays 3-2 Sunday, avoiding a series sweep. The Royals played from behind nearly the entire way, but they broke out when Getz doubled off of Blue Jays reliever Darren Oliver with one out in the 9th inning. Gordon swatted the first pitch he saw from Oliver into the outfield, and Getz slid home easily ahead of the tag. Kelvin Herrera pitched a perfect 8th inning for the Royals, who got 8 strong innings for Irvin Santana to remain within striking distance. Alcides Escobar and Lorenzo Cain also drove in runs yesterday for Kansas City. Elsewhere in the American League, it was the White Sox over Cleveland 3-1. Boston beat Tampa Bay 5-0. Angels over Houston 4-1. Detroit beat Oakland 10-1. Seattle topping Texas 4-3. Yankees shut out Baltimore by a 3-0 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Iowa beating Albuquerque 4-1. Omaha beat up on Nashville 11-2. Both Iowa and Omaha will be at home again today for afternoon contests. Nashville playing at Omaha, with Iowa hosting Albuquerque in Des Moines today. In other baseball news, the Chicago Cubs tied a major league record when Edwin Jackson and Michael Bowden combined to throw 5 wild pitches in an inning. Jackson threw 2 and Bowden 3 as the San Francisco Giants scored 4 runs in the 6th inning to take a 5-4 lead in what became an extra inning win over Chicago. Also around the majors, San Diego's Carlos Quentin has dropped his appeal and began serving an 8-game suspension on Sunday. He was punished for rushing the mound and inciting a brawl during a game Thursday in which Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Zach Greinke broke his left collarbone. Miami reserve outfielder Austin Kearns has been taken to a hospital with an irregular heartbeat. Kearns was originally in the lineup for Sunday's game against Philadelphia, but felt ill once he got to the ballpark. The Cubs have placed catcher Steve Clevenger on the 60-day disabled list because of a strained left abdomen suffered in Saturday's loss to San Francisco. The Cubs also claimed pitcher Cameron Lowe off of waivers from Seattle and optioned right-hander Rafael Dolis to AAA Iowa. The Chicago Cubs and the city of Chicago say they've completed a $500 million pact to overhaul Wrigley Field. The agreement, announced late last night, includes $300 million in stadium renovations that will feature a large new outfield video screen. It allows the Cubs to play more night games and expands parking with 1,000 remote spaces. The two sides say in a joint statement that the team hopes to receive city approval for the work before the end of the current season. The team will pay the entire cost of renovating 99-year-old Wrigley Field and building a $200 million nearby hotel project. Still unclear is whether the plan will please neighborhood rooftop business owners who have threatened to sue if they can't continue stealing the view of Wrigley Field. There is an announcement set for 11 o'clock this morning, press conference to announce that arrangement. A lot more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Associated Press National Player of the Year, Trey Burke, has announced that he's leaving Michigan 2 years early to go to the NBA draft. Burke just led the Wolverines to the NCAA title game where they lost to Louisville. The 6-foot point guard averaged 18.6 points and 6.7 assists per game last season. Meanwhile, Georgetown star and AP first-team All-American Otto Porter will announce today whether he's declaring his eligibility for the NBA draft. The Big East Player of the Year averaged 16.2 points and 7.5 rebounds last season. A person familiar with the situation tells the Associated Press that former Rutgers star and current Los Angeles Lakers assistant coach Eddie Jordan is nearing an agreement with the Scarlet Knights to replace Mike Rice as the men's basketball coach. The person spoke anonymously because Jordan and Rutgers interim athletic director Carl Kirshner are meeting to finalize the language in the contract before an announcement can be made. A deal could be in place by today with a press conference hoped for later on this week. In the NBA on Sunday, it was Miami beating Chicago 105-93, Toronto topping Brooklyn 93-87, Philadelphia winner over Cleveland 91-77, New York topping Indiana 90-80. It was Denver over Portland 118-109, Dallas a winner over New Orleans 107-89. Houston outscored Sacramento 121-100. The LA Lakers down San Antonio 91-86. In the National Hockey League, Chicago beat St. Louis 2-0, Buffalo over Tampa Bay 3-1, Detroit shut down Nashville by a score of 3-0. And in racing news, a medical examiner says a man who died in the infield during a NASCAR race at Texas Motor Speedway on Saturday shot himself in the head. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner's Office says the death of 42-year-old Kirk Franklin of Saginaw was a suicide. Fort Worth police have said a man who was camping in the infield died of a self-inflicted injury after getting into an argument with some other campers. That's Jack of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.